for you.
She's going off on raw milk. That gives it more credibility than it's ever had.
You and Charlie Sheen are in the same camp on raw milk.
All right. He likes it?
Yeah.
Oh, that's good. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. So that's fine. And we won't have... I'm just looking at all this Charlie Sheen stuff. By the way, hello, everybody. 7 minutes after the hour. Doug Steffens' Good Day program. Another hour of conversation. I'm just trying to figure out how much is enough. And I think enough on Charlie Sheen... Enough on...
that guy is gone, man.
$3,000. What did he say? They're going to have to pay me $3 million an episode and lick my feet?
They basically asked him what it would take for him to sign on and stay doing the show, and they said they would have to pay me $3 million an episode and write me the check while licking my feet.
How do you feel if you're John Cryer?
I know.
Hey, you thank your lucky stars you've been in the show for 8 months, and eight years, and you made that much money.
I've told,
and you move on.
I've told the story before. It's got to be told again. I don't know. How long has that show been on? 8 years? 10 years?
Mm-hmm.
I get a phone call at my desk, and it says, "Hi, is this Rich McFadden?" I say, "Yes." He goes, "This is John Cryer. You may know me better as Ducky." And I said, "Ducky from Pretty in Pink?" And he says, "Yes." And I'm like, "What's going on, Ducky?" He says, "I'm in a new show called 2.5 Men and was wondering, you know how often it is that an actual star of a show calls you up himself to get you to promote his new show?" Never.
Yeah.
Never. The guy is a worker, and it's...
Good. So he'll be fine.
A lot of respect for him.
He'll be fine.
I hope he lands on his feet.
He'll be fine.
Yeah.
Yeah, what does he need that foolishness? We were talking about James Franco returning to General Hospital. He's in this. I asked Jennifer about this. If you didn't hear me talking about it before, I didn't realize Franco had gone. Yeah, I knew that he was. I thought he started on a soap, but Jennifer said no.
No, very interesting.
He decided to take a role in a soap.
Mm-hmm. So it was something he wanted to do. This guy has done it all, and I respect him for that. I think that's kind of cool.
Yeah, it is cool. Very cool. Our poll today asks how many of the 10 movies that were up for Best Picture have you actually seen? That's an important it's a question. Yeah, I mean, some people say it's important. It is important if you value people's opinion, and we do, so help yourself to that. In a moment, we're going to talk about one of the stories at DougSteffens.com today regarding the amount of rest you get. Rest, is it defined as sleep? Is that, see, I define it that way. I don't think when I rest, I think resting and sleep are the same thing for me anyway. When I take a nap, like oftentimes I will, after I get off the air, if I can, take a quick, maybe 15, 20 minute nap, and it really does refresh me for the rest of the day. I have to do it when I'm in Los Angeles because I can't make it through. When I'm on my way, driving back from the studio, Jennifer's CRN digital studios are on one side of the hill, and I'm on the other side of the hill. And driving, I can go on the freeways on the ride over there about midnight or 12:30 or 12:45 or whatever I'm on my way over there. There's no traffic, so I can, it takes me, you know, in terms of miles driving around over there, it's a longer ride, but it's quicker at that time of the morning. And I'm frankly more awake, so it's okay. By the time I'm headed back, I take the surface streets because I have to go through red lights. That keeps me awake. I sometimes get Charlotte will have been slept. She's all right. She will have slept all night on the couch there. And then when she leaves, she rips out the door, ringo, bango, and so she's ready to go. But I get sleepy, so I ask her every once in a while to keep me awake, and she'll give me a kiss, and so it's fine. Works wonderfully well. Until I notice that she's checking out Frankie's private parts, and then I'm not sure I want her to kiss me so much. But that's part of the love of having a dog, right? Or in Jennifer's case, a cat. Richie, yeah. Richie has a wonderful dog. I didn't talk about Patch. When I was at your house, I was so, I don't know if impressed or whatever, what a nice, neat dog.
He's very
Patch
cool.
Is. What a sweet dog.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, he's older now, so he's 11. He's kind of just sweet. Mellowed out.
Sweet, sweet dog.
Yeah, very sweet. Unless you're knocking on my front door, then he's going to rip your innards out.
Well, fine. That's good. That's what you want.
Job.
That's the idea.
Yeah.
Exactly. All right, we have ideas about romantic relationships that I would like to spend a minute or two on at some point during this hour. Common misconceptions about romantic relationships and what people think that actually is not true. Or I guess think plural, things about relationships that are not true. Because a lot of people, and I find this true more with women, Jennifer, than I do with men. Women put up roadblocks to relationships because the guy doesn't look just right.
Right.
And I don't know.
You guys do that, too.
You're an example
of
that.
Not like you.
No, I think you're. No.
Sister.
I mean, at this point in my life.
And you say I'm an example of that? How so?
Well, I'm wondering whether you're going to catch that.
You put up a force field.
Yeah, I think you do.
Absolutely. Yeah. There's a wall.
Right.
And why do you think I do that?
Because
don't make me. I mean, dragging stuff out of the closet.
I can do that because I'm better at it than you are anyway. Jennifer?
Yeah.
You have issues.
You do. She does. She does.
So do you.
Of course we all do.
She does not want to commit, and then she goes, it goes on and on.
But here's the thing. Let me just, I'm going to pass this along
because I think.
I think that my experience will help you so that you don't have to go through what I've been through in the past 30-some-odd years. Not that it's been bad, because I've had some great relationships, but I have settled. I have settled for what wasn't really the right thing for me. And so it's at this point in my life when I'm realizing that there is a certain thing, there's a certain maybe a group of things that I have sort of signed off on. And it wasn't smart for me to do it because it has led to the, I don't know, ruination is the right word, the downfall of relationships. But your parents are never going to tell you this because they love you and they don't want to hurt you. I love you and I don't want to hurt you either, but I would like to see you happy. And I think you're a pretty happy person listening to you on the air. People get the idea that you are absolutely the warmest and most wonderful human being because you are. And yet there are things that are – I think that there's a part of you that doesn't think you're good enough. My God, woman, you're great in any number of ways. And so – and what happens
– I don't think it's that, though.
I just don't feel like I've –
Well, but that's okay. You don't find it. You don't have to find it at 33 or whatever. My God, it's foolishness to think that you have to follow some – kind of routine at this age. I got to be here.
Take a breath and let her reply.
Excuse me. Yeah.
Oh no, I just think because of what I went through with my parents' divorce.
The same with
me. I'm a little trigger shy on what. I don't really know what a good relationship is supposed to look like. So I think I've set my sights a little too high, maybe in the past.
No. Always set your.
Most women when they date somebody like. When they meet somebody, they go, oh, my God, I met a guy last night. And then after the first date, oh, yeah, we went on the first date. Then after 2 weeks, then after a month of this.
I wait for a year.
Somebody. The other day, I'm like, haven't you been dating this guy for a little while? She's like, yeah, 6 months. And I'm like, details? Any details? She's like,
There's nothing to be details.
But she's like so reserved about really committing to even telling somebody that she's dating someone because she just wants to be able to go, you know what, it's not working out. Yeah. Right. I'll catch you next time.
I'm working on it, you guys. I'm a work in progress.
All right, that's fine.
But you're so perfect in every other facet of your life.
Why can't they be like we were, perfect in every way?
I'm good at most things, just not
relationships. Oh, what's the matter with kids? I could be on the Academy Awards, by the way, singing with Anne Hathaway. She's very fetching.
That would get killer.
I found, is it Kate Beckinsale? I was trying to figure out who it was last night that I found.
You said a blonde.
Wasn't she blonde?
Kate Beckinsale's not blonde.
All right, then there's... One of the other ones that looks like her.
Are you talking about Cate Blanchett?
Thank you.
Yeah, that's what it was. Yeah.
Now, I didn't like her outfit at all.
Yeah,
I wasn't her outfit. I was just looking at her being, and she looked cool. And there was another woman who was up there. Their beings have good energy, good auras around them. That's it. Okay. 16 after the hour. Richie, you can do all of your whatever it is that you want to do there.
Yeah, right.
Doug's Good Day with some help for men. Men. We should, whenever we talk about... I think that's what's wrong with Charlie Sheen. He's got a prostate problem. I think that could be
his prostate's located in his head.
Somebody's maneuvered around something in his body. The aliens have got him. At any rate, prostate concerns envelop people more in their lives as they get. Charlie's the right age. Hopefully, he's been smart enough to get he's probably had the exam, but maybe not done by a doctor, I'm thinking.
Oh, nice.
Then there's the...
How's that going with your Fruit Loops,
whatever
everybody?
Whatever do you mean?
I don't know why I thought of that, but I just... was
Thank you for that thought.
When Franco came on the stage last night in drag, it was just, I'm sure that wasn't his part of the script. It just, he came, it was good. It was, some of the things that are unrehearsed, Richie, are the best.
Absolutely.
All right. Anyway, back to your prostate concerns. And if you don't have any, you ought to have concerns about your prostate or your husband's or your boyfriend's prostate. Get the annual checkup and then make sure that you have the blood test as well, although there's a lot of controversy about the PSA numbers and what that all means. You don't have to worry about any of this stuff if you just feed it, and you feed it with Super Beta Prostate. Feed your prostate. Feed your body. Keep it healthy. 800-607-7078. A wonderful time to call is right now because the bottle is free. Get you started on Super Beta Prostate. Free. 800-607-7078.
This is Troy Aikman.
And Hulk Hogan.
You know, in today's economy, getting tied up in a long-term contract can really be a trap.
Once you sign, you're on the line, brother.
Not at Rent-A-Center. You can rent to own without a long-term commitment. And if you need to, you can stop and start back up whenever you want.
So you'll never feel trapped.
Right now at Rent-A-Center, get a special price on Toshiba LCD HD TVs. Rent to own with no credit needed and no long-term commitment.
Rent-A-Center, the new way to shop.
In the new economy.
See rent-a-center.com for complete details and more information on a worry-free guarantee.
I just saved on my favorite
diapers, so I bought my baby a new
chainsaw, and they marked down the best nail
polish, two for the price of one.
People love to talk about great deals, and if you talk to your neighbors, some of them are bound to tell you about State Farm, thanks to discounts of up to 40%. Switching to State Farm could save you hundreds. No wonder 40 million drivers trust State Farm. That's more drivers than Geico and Progressive combined. So ask a neighbor, then go to discountdoublecheck.com or call 1-800-STATE-FARM.
Discount percentage and availability may vary by state.
My grandfather got me started collecting coins when I was very young. And after all these years, I still get a special kick out of holding a classic U.S. gold coin in my hand. After all, millions of them were melted down during the Depression, so a classic U.S. gold coin is really hard to find these days. But now the New York Mint is releasing a small hoard of classic U.S. gold coins that was recently discovered in the vault of a bank in Paris, France, of all places. All of them are uncirculated and over 100 years old. Well, I had to call. I mean, who knows when they'll ever find a collection of gold coins like this again. And once they're gone, they're gone. So, if you want to get your hands on a classic U.S. gold coin, you better call now.
Don't miss your chance to own a valuable piece of American history. For free historical information and free collector's DVD, call now. 1-800-914-1029. That's 1-800-914-1029. 1-800-914-1029.
For America's wounded warriors, coming home can sometimes be a battle in itself. Making the transition back to civilian life or active duty with a traumatic injury can be the challenge of a lifetime. The USO provides every American a way to support our wounded warriors and their families through every phase of their medical treatment and rehabilitation. It's how all of us, as a community, can give something back to our heroes. It's how we can say thank you and assure them that their sacrifice is recognized and appreciated by every one of us. Join us. Visit USO.org to learn how you can make a difference in the lives of our wounded warriors and their families. The USO, until everyone comes home.
If you own a septic system or if you're facing costly septic system replacement, this message is for you. When you want to stop paying for pump outs and avoid backups, when you've had enough of the foul odors and costly repairs, use BioSafe One Septic Solution. Now there's an easy-to-use, 100% guaranteed answer to all your septic system problems. BioSafe One Septic Solution. BioSafe One is patented and made specifically for all septic systems and made by the same team of scientists who helped clean up the Exxon Valdez oil spill.
BioSafe 1 decontaminates and removes sludge, stops costly pump-outs and repairs, and removes septic system stench, all with a 100% success rate. See what gives BioSafe 1 septic solution the advantage over any other septic product at BioSafe1.com. That's BioSafeOne.com. BioSafe1.com. Or call toll-free 1-866-424-6663. That's 1-866-424-6663. BioSafe 1, the guaranteed bio-friendly, money-saving way to clean your septic system.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 5 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $209, and the Berkey guy will include three Sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, three Sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping, an $87 value, yours free. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at goberkey.com. That's goberkey.com today.
9-8. Love. Exciting and new. It's exciting, yes, and it's new. Nobody's ever heard the theme from Love Boat before, right? Brand new and fresh. We're celebrating birthdays. The Love Boat.
Is the Love Boat's birthday today?
No, it's the birthday of the captain of the Love Boat, Captain Stubbing. That's a great...
Stubbing.
The Stubbing?
Stubbing or Stubbing?
Like Stubbing? Stubbing.
Isn't that what people call, you know, making coffee?
Yeah.
Stubbing.
No, that's what they
call
Stubbing. The Jewish expression is Stubbing. Anyway, Gavin McLeod is 81 today. 81.
Your favorite Love Boat co-star of all time, or I mean, because all of the people that were there were regulars, like Barbie Benton. She'd be my favorite.
Right.
Really, I like Julie the cruise director. She always seemed to live a glamorous
life.
Well,
no, she was one of the regular cast. I'm talking about the revolving guests.
All right, let's see who else have we got here that is of note. Charles Durning, one of our best
Very good.
And enduring character actors. As heavy as he is, you know, when Ken says, I never have seen an old fat man. Well, Durning is, 88 today. And so there's an exception to the rule in a sense. Next on the list of birthday celebrations is that which will be attentiveness given to Joe South today, who is 71. Born in the state, let's see here, where is that his real name?
As far as I know. As far as you know.
Yeah, I guess, right, okay. Anyway, he's a 71 Gamescoop. We'll play one of his big songs. Happy birthday to him. Christopher Kraft, who was the original voice for NASA. Remember when the Mercury and the Gemini missions went up?
Yeah.
His was the voice that we remembered.
Oh, wow.
Remember that?
Yeah. No, I didn't know that.
Yeah. Anyway, Joseph Stalin's daughter, Svetlana Aliyeva, is having a birthday today. She defected in 1967. Good riddance to those guys over there. Frank Malzone, one of the great Red Sox players' birthday is today. And then we have Frank Bonner, who was Herb Tarlick.
Oh, yeah.
Another good travel, a good television trivia question on WKRP in Cincinnati.
I loved Herb Tarlick.
Yeah.
When I was in the car business, we used to have Dress Like Herb Tarlick Day.
They had a jacket. I was at Nordstrom Rack last weekend, and they had a jacket that looked just like something you would wear.
He had check pants and plaid jackets.
It was checkered and kind of puckered.
Like
it was very
nice. Had the white belt and shoes to go with it.
Had to be made with polyester. RP in Cincinnati. Kelly Bishop is the mother on, isn't she? Who is the, well, no, must be Emily. How is she related to the Gilmore Girls?
Wait,
is she
what?
The grandmother?
She's on the Gilmore Girls. I don't know who the what.
Emily.
Jen, it's a chick show. Come on.
No, I only know Lauren Graham, who played the mom.
All right. Okay. What was the daughter's name?
Lorelai on the show or something, I think. I can't remember her name. She's in other stuff, but it wasn't this lady you're talking about.
All right, well, this is probably the grandmother then, maybe, given her age. All right, Phil Gould, guitarist for Level 42, 54 today. Tommy Toon, the Tony Award-winning dancer and actor, having a birthday today. See, he'd be, 72, looks like. Remember, this is a good pop song, right?
Great song.
British guy.
Tears for Fears, both of them, yes.
Yeah. Ian Stanley's birthday is today. That's Richie referring to him from the Tears for Fears. His job was keyboardist. 54 today. Happy birthday to him. Cindy Wilson, one of the B-52s, is 54 today. Where's Joe South? We did do Joe.
Yeah, we did him. Yes.
Joe Souter is his real name. Let's see, who else have we got here? Mercedes Rule, the actress, birthday is today. We have Robert Sean Leonard, who's Dr. Wilson on House. Which one is he? He's the friend, right? Isn't he House's best friend?
I don't know. I don't watch the show.
Yeah, Dr. 42 is today. Pat Monahan, the singer with Train. So this is 42. And Jason Aldean from...
Aldean,
34 today.
Novelist Mark Childress has a new book. It's about a very resourceful woman called Georgia Bottoms.
She's a steel magnolia living in the town of Six Points, Alabama.
I'm Aileen Ellis. This is Primetime Focus. Best known for his novel Crazy in Alabama, which was made into a movie with Reese Witherspoon, AARP's book editor Alan Fallow says this new Childress tale captures Southern culture at its mint julep best.
The interiors, what the people wear, how they speak.
Seduction and Secrets, little old Georgia is collecting what she calls donations almost nonstop.
She does have six lovers, one for each day of the week, except Monday. That's her day off. She's a 34-year-old free spirit, but she has some incredibly insightful things to say about aging.
And what it means to do the right thing. Georgia Bottoms isn't stingy with her heart or her money. The end of the story has kept me smiling for weeks. That's Primetime Focus, brought to you by AARP. I'm Aileen Ellis. Hear all our programs on the web at aarp.org/radio.
Hear that? That's the sound of one driver. Now, hear that? That's the sound of 40 million drivers. That's how many drivers choose State Farm Insurance. Why do more people choose State Farm? Can everyone please jingle their car keys? Sounds like the jingle of money. Money they're saving from all those State Farm discounts. Want State Farm to find you discounts up to 40%? Go to discountdoublecheck.com and see what you could save. Discount percentage and availability may vary by state.
This is Troy Aikman.
And Hulk Hogan.
You know, in today's economy, getting tied up in a long-term contract can really be a trap.
Once you sign, you're on the line, brother.
Not at Rent-A-Center. You can rent to own without a long-term commitment. And if you need to, you can stop and start back up whenever you want.
So you'll never feel trapped.
Right now at Rent-A-Center, get a special price on Toshiba LCD HD TVs. Rent to own with no credit needed and no long-term commitment.
Rent-A-Center, the new way to shop.
In the new economy.
See rent-a-center.com for complete details and more.
The GCN Radio Network. Providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
The collapse of the dollar is imminent. You can protect your wealth by buying gold, silver, and strong foreign currencies, but what if the government confiscates your precious metals, implements exchange controls, or nationalizes your retirement? You need a backup plan. That's why you must move your wealth into an offshore asset protection structure. Go to CollapseProof.com to get your free special report and discover how to store your gold and silver in the world's safest vaults, or how to hold foreign currencies in a way that's safe from bank failures, bank runs, or exchange controls. Learn how the U.S. government failed to collect a $36 million claim because the defendant legally used an offshore asset protection program. This is what you need to keep your wealth safe when the dollar collapses, and CollapseProof.com can help. Our programs are 100% compliant with U.S. law, but you must act now before it's too late. Call 800-798-2008. That's 800-798-2008. CollapseProof.com. Asset protection in financially unsafe times.
There's mounting evidence suggesting that there are people, governments, corporations, and whole professions intent on short-circuiting humanity's well-being. GMO, food legislation protecting big agriculture, the attempted elimination of vitamins and alternative medicines, it seems their hand has been tipped. They want to dictate your health, wealth, and your longevity. Whatever the outcome, we have a solution. Wild edible food. Why worry about food when all has been provided? We imagine that we were ejected from the garden and never invited back, but the garden's still here. There is an endless wild abundance which grows all over our green earth, just waiting for you to wake up and see it. Let author Linda Runyon teach you how to see, know, get, prepare, store, and eat wild edible food. Save money, add nutrition, and ignore the noise when you go shopping in nature's supermarket. Go to ofthefield.com and get started today. Or call 1-888-51-EAT-FREE. That's ofthefield.com or call 1-888-51-EAT-FREE and begin to see a different world.
Did you know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of only the most alkaline minerals. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins, and helps you regain health and energy. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen content, and raises the pH of your body to healthy levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
Insurance.
Increase your happiness quotient today is to spend some time as we help you through this another amazing day on the Good Day program. Jennifer Horn here, along with Rich McFadden. The people we were talking earlier, Jennifer and her issues, and apparently Jennifer has been happy to receive a number of your comments about my issues.
Hey, we all have them.
Of course we all have them.
Anybody can point the finger.
Absolutely. Yeah. The only difference is that Doug and I are absolute just whack jobs.
Right.
You are perfect.
Yes.
No, I am not. That's the problem.
With this one little exception.
Why can't they be
that
like
that? You don't embrace men who want to be with you and have relationships with you.
Uh-huh.
You shield them.
Right.
I shield them?
You shield them.
Well, I didn't have to send them away.
Or send them away, that's right. Yeah.
I send them packing.
You're unavailable, as it were. And I am, too. I understand that. But when the right thing happens, you always know.
But you're unavailable for a different reason. You're unavailable because you don't want to be leashed to the tree out in the front yard.
I just start to hyperventilate when I have someone that's around all the time.
Well, maybe you two do have the same issue then.
Is that bad?
Yeah.
I mean, I really want someone.
It's not.
But I start to hyperventilate.
I think I need
a life coach.
Yeah.
Anybody have any ideas for a life coach?
I do. We have one here that does a show.
Okay, could you send them my way, please?
It's her, and yes, I can.
Thank you.
Yeah. All right.
No problem.
We can work through this together. I'll give you guys daily reports.
Do you want to work through it? That's the first step.
Yes, I do. I want. Believe me, this is part of my issue, is that I definitely want to work through it. But it's like I don't know how, and I try, and I want to be available, and then I start to go.
Okay, let's see if we can find out the reasons for that. Roadblocks to Romantic Relationships.
Starring Jennifer Horn.
To overcome common misconceptions.
Okay. Let's see. No matter what
your age, I believe you have somebody that you can find that will be, I don't like the term soulmate because I think it's a phony. It's meaningless. It's compatibility. You know how eHarmony says we can match compatibility in 29 different ways. That's a bunch of hooey as well. Are they advertising with us now, Rich, or not? We can.
If they are, I really believe in.
Right, exactly.
No, they are not. Right now.
All right. Okay. So here are the five most common blocks.
Okay.
Usually found in people's. Brain someplace that gets in the way of them being open. And this is one of these, or maybe any number of them are things that are fit for you, Jen.
Mm-hmm.
All the good ones are taken.
Sometimes I feel that way.
Yeah. I know you do. I absolutely know you. That's why I'm telling you. This is relevant.
Hey, let me ask you this, though, Jen. Mm-hmm. Do you feel like, because this is what I see, and tell me if I'm wrong, do you feel like all the good ones are taken, and then they're released again back into the
totally.
To the stream, and you then just, you can get them on the second shot?
During your 30s, it's tough, because you know, the good, they, people start to get married late 20s, early 30s. They'll be divorced by 40, though, so you just got to hang in there and wait for the second
shot.
See,
this is what I did. My wife was married, divorced, mm-hmm. married at, I don't know, 25 or something, 27. Divorced at 31, 32, and then we got married at 34.
There you go.
Well, there you go. See?
Got her on the rebound.
I got her on the rebound.
There you go.
It's the
right
only way I'm going to get a woman like that. She's like, man, what was I thinking?
Yeah, right. Hello. Well, I've had rebounders, and I've been a rebounder. It's back to the same old stuff about what the foolish magazines will tell you or some of your foolish friends. I remember... Actually, I haven't had this conversation. I don't think I've had this conversation with Tony for a long, long time. Most of you know, speaking of issues, people can't get over how we care about each other. And I don't really care whether you can get over it or not. That's the trouble with the, oh, you shouldn't have a relationship. Why shouldn't I have a relationship with my wife, ex-wife? I like her.
Ooh,
I enjoy her company. Well, a couple of the things that go along with being married, I'm not interested in as far as she's concerned. I care about her, and isn't that one of the most important things about...
Here's my fear, though, for you, because...
Fear? It's not a fear, it's a reality.
No, this is my fear for you.
No other woman will be able to accept this, Doug.
Not even that. I have a feeling that when you do find that person, Dougie, that you would like to start dating again and make it more serious, that it might be hurtful to Tony.
Oh, yeah, that too.
And I think that will destroy you because you care for her. But you're going to also want to get your needs satisfied in what you're missing in your relationship with Tony, and that'll hurt her, I think. And that makes me sad because I know this situation all too well because I live it with my parents, and it's sad. It's hard. It's a hard, fine line you're walking there, sir.
I'm just watching me on TV.
Are you, like, sitting then, here but, smiling
no,
at
I'm
yourself?
Saying,
well,
I'm watching me, and this is imagining
of Doug's look, a shiny penny moment of the day.
Yeah, well, no, because I'm probably not wanting to deal with what it is that you're telling me, so I'm looking for an escape. This started out as being about you and how it got turned around.
Booyah.
About me. Yeah, right.
I'm okay. The only safe one here.
So next, I'm too old. Jennifer is now 33.
Yeah, no.
I don't think
34.
That.
How old are you?
I'm 33. I just turned 33. I'm almost 32, really.
Really? Yeah. let's see here. I'm still in love with somebody else.
Nah, no. Not a problem for her.
Uh-huh.
Although I do miss people that I have been with in the past. But see, what I think happens is you only, after a relationship goes on, you only remember the good stuff and you forget the reason it didn't work.
Right.
Right.
That's bad.
Let me tell you something.
I'm not for recycling, I don't think.
That grass is greener on the other side is, man, that gets more people in trouble than you could ever. It's a horrible, horrible thing.
Yeah. I'm still... I'm into it, and I'm not interested in being hurt again.
That's
if you're not
Jennifer.
Interested in being hurt, you're not, life is about being hurt.
That is actually true. Do you know I've never really, really been hurt in a relationship? I mean,
because
most
yourself.
Of the time, I'm such a wimp, most of the time my relationships just disintegrate, and I just, like, kind of go away. I'm such a dude.
Yeah.
But I don't know, and I don't think that's good.
Here's another one. I don't have time.
That's my big one.
Yeah.
And it's actually almost true. I know it's an excuse, but it's almost true because I go to bed at 7 o'clock at night.
Good for you.
No.
Me too.
Not that
we should be sleeping together.
One.
Why don't we just sleep together? We get up together. What's the big deal?
Are you able to stay up and go out on Friday nights, or are you just
Friday
like
night?
Dead?
Yes, but I do get real tired on Friday. Saturday is like my, that's
better.
A good day. Yeah.
Right. Better. It's better there. And then there's the final, this is the one that really does them in. I'm too broke. I don't have enough money.
That's a guy's
side. That's what men,
that's
exactly.
Yeah.
Men say that over and over and over again.
You know, you can get away with cheap and free dates. My wife and I, our first date, I think I spent $25. because we basically went to this restaurant overlooking the White House, and the food sucked, and it didn't cost that much.
Right.
And then we just walked around the monuments for the rest of the
night.
But
I will be totally honest with you, and I think you guys can attest to the fact that I am not a gold digger at all. That's not part of my thing. That's not even on my list.
As long as they can pay their bills and
support
themselves.
But that's a problem right now that might be happening in my life, is that there is an issue, because I feel like I don't need someone who's super rich, but I do want someone who's kind of secure, because I don't want to have to be like a mom, like the mom and caretaker and everything.
Yeah, that's one of the things that you take into consideration. I
for
mean,
long
one of
term.
The many things. Yeah, of course it is. Yeah, exactly. This guy's going to try to take advantage of you. There's, hello, go away. Leave me alone. Find your own way. It's not my job to take care of you in that way, especially. All right, so those are some of the things that are of import and worth consideration.
So send in your suggestions for husbands for Jen, too.
Yeah, right. Exactly.
Jennifer
at Doug Steffen.
A friend who was showing me pictures of her son, who's quite attractive. Not a friend, but I mean a friend, listener friend.
Yeah.
Who sent me pictures of her son, and he's attractive.
Really?
Yeah. So if you're listening,
where
he's
is he?
Kind
in Timbuktu,
of
too, probably.
There you go.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right, in a minute, how much do you need? When your alarm clock went off this morning, did you still need, or are you awake, alive? Are you going to make it through your day, or will you fall asleep on your desk or do something that makes it clear you're not getting enough sleep? We have at DougSteffen.com from today's show a – yeah, there it is right there.
Oh, man, I'm dying.
We have a – well, you don't get enough sleep. You know, you need more sleep than I
do. Absolutely.
And you don't get enough sleep. That's why your eyes look the way they do.
Kids.
Aww.
That's right, man.
Yeah, I know.
Boy, no one's safe this hour.
Yeah.
I'm done with me, though. It's time for you to be back in the focus. Questions and answers about sleep, rest. Again, you can get the this is the syllabus. This is Professor Steffen, with the syllabus being there prominently featured from today's show at DougSteffen.com. So check it out and see what we can do.
Is that the syllabus or the silly bus?
Syllabi.
It could be any. Well, it's the silly bus with a Y. It's the syllabus with an I.
Got
All right. Got it? 16 and a half for the hour on Good Day.
Could switching to GEICO really save you 15% or more on car insurance? Do only dogs hear dog whistles?
You can enjoy multi-car safety feature and good driver discounts when you switch to GEICO. For a free rate quote, visit GEICO.com or call 1-800-947-AUTO. 15 minutes could save you 15%.
If your goal is to lose weight in 2011, then look no further. Our resident doctor, Ken Kronhaus, recommends MetaFast, and so have over 20,000 doctors since 1980.
I recommend MetaFast to my patients because it's fast, safe, and satisfying. The MetaFast meals are scientifically formulated to keep you full and satisfied, and with over 70 meals to choose from, you will never feel hungry. Lose up to 20 pounds the first month. Some of my patients have lost up to 60 pounds.
Here's how to save $50. Log on right now to MetaFastKen.com. That's MetaFastKen.com. Or call 800-506-4115 and use the code Dr. Ken to save $50. Call right now. Results will vary. Consult your physician before beginning a weight loss program. Call or go online for complete program and discount details. MetaFastKen.com or call 800-506-4115.
Fellows and the Home Safety Council have teamed up to educate families about hidden safety hazards in the home with a focus on the home office. Safety expert Mary Kay Appy offers these tips to protect your family, especially children, from injuries and to help everyone stay productive.
An important area of the home to keep safe is the office. Be sure to keep sharp office supplies like scissors and letter openers out of harm's reach, and look for certification from safety testing laboratories on items like extension cords and surge protectors. Printer ink can be poisonous, so store printer and ink cartridges in a locked cabinet out of a child's reach. Choose office appliances with safety features already built in, such as shredders with SafeSense technology, a mechanism which shuts down the machine immediately when hands or large pets come too close to the paper opening. And lastly, don't forget to unplug necessary office equipment when not in use.
For more information, visit fellows.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson.
Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold for your IRA? That's right. Gold has been available to be placed in IRAs since 1986. Yet still, the financial industry refuses to recognize the value of real hard assets for your retirement. The truth be told, gold and silver has outperformed paper investments like stocks, bonds, and CDs, yet no word about IRAs. Perhaps the financial institutions want to maintain control of your assets by keeping you in paper. If you'd like to take a look at gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low return on your paper investments. Call 800-686-2237. Make sure that you secure your future. Call 800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
I had a conversation. You're listening to the Doug Stephan Good Day program, by the way. 13 before the hour, Jennifer and Richie, and we're talking about relationships. We're going to spend a little bit of time talking about sleep. Acknowledging the oldest dad in the world. I was talking with Ken about this, whether it was really physically possible. Dr. Ken and I focusing on the story of this 94-year-old man who's married to a 57-year-old woman, 59-year-old woman. She gave birth to their latest son last month. He at 94 was able to impregnate her, apparently, or that's what he'd have us believe. And I said, is that possible? If it can. And he said, yeah. Yeah, that could, I mean, maybe not.
It's irresponsible.
It is kind of irresponsible.
It's very. The kid's going to grow up without a father.
Yeah, among other things. All right, now, take a look at that guy's picture, the 94-year-old, and you can tell he hasn't been doing a lot of sleeping. You can tell by looking usually at a person's face whether he or she is getting enough. When you wake up in the morning, are you recharged? Are you refreshed? Are you satisfied, ready to go, raring to go? Or are you, oh, I can't imagine today getting up again. And so there's an article in Ask Men.
Mm-hmm.
Questions about how much you need. This is kind of silly because everybody's different. Our chemistry is different. Our body clock is different. But for the most part, they're happy to tell you 8 to 9 hours is what you need. I had last night after taking the overnight.
Please.
I get up Saturday, do the program. I took a quick nap and I worked all day and I went to an affair on Saturday night. I got home about 11:30, slept until time to wake up yesterday morning, about 7:30, quarter of eight, which is pretty late for me. But I knew, and last night I fell asleep before the award show was over. And I did want to stay up because I always like to watch the tribute to those who have passed, frankly. And I didn't see
that. They left out Corey Haim, by the way.
Oh, really? Yep.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Yeah, I missed that.
But who did they have? I'm trying to refresh myself. Who did they have in there?
Lena Horne, right?
Oh, right. Yeah. Okay. Anyway. So here's the story from the National Sleep Foundation. Patients in healthcare facilities have determined that 20% of Americans get 6 hours of sleep or less.
Yep, that's me.
13% a few years ago. So it's up. More people are sleeping less. Not good. 28% of Americans get 8 hours of sleep or more. All right. So that's a good thing. Let's see here. The reason that people are not sleeping is because of the economy. 1 in 6 reports their sleep is disturbed because of financial concerns. Now, we all know about the harm of sleep deprivation. You need to have this rest so that the cellular structure of your body can rebuild. It's also because of the motor connection with the brain, all that stuff. Needs, if you're an active person, you need to recharge and rebuild. So you need to be thinking of that. Also, a lack of sleep increases your risk for diabetes and heart problems, and you gain weight. Also, psychiatric conditions, depression, and that sort of thing come about as you can't deal with things. You just want to avoid them because you're sleepy. So get enough rest. I guess that's the bottom line. Check out the details at DougStephan.com.
If you suffer from poor sleep, you need MyPillow. guaranteed to be the most comfortable pillow you will ever own. Using a patented fill, MyPillow adjusts to your exact individual needs by gently supporting your head, shoulders, and neck. MyPillow has a natural built-in cooling effect, keeping your cervical nerves cool, giving you the best sleep of your life. MyPillow will never go flat and relieves snoring, migraines, sleep apnea, fibromyalgia, and many other disorders. It's antimicrobial, non-allergenic, dust mite resistant, and best of all, machine washable and dryable. MyPillow is made in the USA, has an A rating with the Better Business Bureau, comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee, and an industry-leading 10-year warranty. Order today at MyPillow.com or call 952-442-6199. That's 952-442-6199. Mention coupon code GCN and receive 20% off your order. What do you have to lose except poor sleep? MyPillow.com, the most comfortable pillow you will ever own, guaranteed.
This is not a drill.
Repeat.
This is not a drill.
Gun sales are on a staggering pace.
Gun prices are going through the roof, and that means desperate, vicious criminals now want your guns
and will do anything to get them.
Now, a new book reveals powerful secrets for hiding your guns from thieves and looters. You'll learn step-by-step, battle-hardened techniques, where to hide your guns so criminals will never find them,
how to create the perfect hiding place,
as well as the places you should never hide your guns
under any circumstance.
These and other closely guarded gun-caching secrets are guaranteed to keep your weapons safe and out of sight when the going gets tough.
But listen up.
For security reasons, the Hide Your Guns book and even the website may disappear without warning at any time. Go to hideyourguns.com.
That's hideyourguns.com.
Or call 877-327-0365.
Before they come for your guns.
Hideyourguns.com right now.
Right now. Right now.
Enough is enough, so say drivers across the country as we pay through the nozzle. Good morning, I'm David Weiss with news that matters. You want the latest numbers? You got them. From the AAA National Gas Survey, a gallon of regular as of yesterday was averaging $3.35 across the country, up a whopping 19 cents a gallon over the past week alone. This is the highest price since October of 2008. Reaction from this New York City driver, where some gas stations are charging well over $4 a gallon now.
Well, it's not easy, you know, in a family. When you got family, two kids, it's not easy, you know, but you got to go on with life, you know?
Yes, we know. And how about you, pal?
I think it's crazy. Just when they started going down, now they're going back up again. You know, it's coming out of nowhere.
Well, not exactly out of nowhere. Gas prices are tied to crude oil prices, which have gone way up lately because of the unrest in Libya and the Middle East. Mark Zandi, an economic expert from Moody's Analytics, appeared on CNN's State of the Union yesterday. He said there's actually a crude oil glut right now, and prices should be stable rather than rising.
If they rise measurably above $100, then it becomes a problem. But we're not there yet, and I am hopeful that the Middle East unrest will settle and we'll get prices back down close to where they were.
Zandi referring to the price of crude oil per barrel, which is just under $100 right now. As to what we can do about all this, Douglas Holtz-Eakin of the Congressional Budget Office says we need more clean energy alternatives.
If you dial the clock back to the summer of 2008, we see oil prices at $140 a barrel. And since that time, we've added no substantial real capacity around the globe.
Yes, the old reducing our dependence on foreign oil message, something we've been yapping about since the 70s, but never act on. More than a few energy experts say our pain at the pump will get worse before it gets better, with predictions of $5 a gallon prices this summer. Now, here's something else that will matter to you.
Over the weekend, the western mountains picking up more new snow. Some of the eastern spots doing just the same, but anticipating maybe some wet weather to kick things off for the early part of the week. The colder overnight temperatures will make a difference for the grooming effort to get out and make it smooth and loose, really depending on location. Starting things off in the west at Jackson Hole. In the last week, they have picked up almost 3 feet of fresh snow. They pile on the powder. 2,500 acres open at Jackson Hole, Wyoming. Grand Targhee nearby in Wyoming as well, with 74 runs with some of that fresh snow as well. Heavenly in California in the last week, picking up over 2 feet of new snow. That's all 4,800 acres riding at full operation in Heavenly. Schweitzer in Idaho moving on to 92 runs thanks to a couple of feet of new snow in the last 7 days. Mount Hood Meadow in Oregon, they've picked up over 3 feet of snow in the last week. They have 1,900 acres riding strong with powder and packed powder at Mount Hood Meadows. And in British Columbia, Whistler Blackcomb has all 8,000-plus acres open as they ride up to full operation. More at snowcountry.com. I'm Andy Davis for Good Day.
It's a new week on Wall Street. Last Friday, the Dow finished on the plus side, a 62-point gain to 12,130. S&P and NASDAQ up as well. Crude oil futures reached their highest weekly settlement price in nearly 2.5 years, up 60 cents a barrel to $97.88. Congress facing a Friday deadline to send President Obama a budget to keep the federal government up and running. Last weekend, the House passed a measure to cut about $61 billion from current spending levels. President Obama and congressional Democrats opposed that measure. The last surviving U.S. veteran of World War I has died. Frank Buckles passed away peacefully yesterday at his West Virginia home. He was 110 years old. Buckles to receive an honors burial at Arlington Cemetery. Business at the box office over the weekend.
Romeo.
Juliet, I just wanted to see you again.
I'm going to need you to cover. If my dad asks, just tell him I'm washing my hair.
That'll work. Disney's animated Romeo and Juliet taking in over $14 million, number one in theaters this past weekend. And finally, we cannot neglect the Oscars, of course.
At the fanfare. Here we go.
All right. Not exactly a night of surprises at the 83rd Annual Academy Awards. Best Picture, The King's Speech. Best Actor, Colin Firth from the same movie. Best Actress, Natalie Portman from Black Swan. Best Supporting Actor, Christian Bale, The Fighter. Best Supporting Actress, also from The Fighter, Melissa Leo, who slipped and said something that needed to be censored in her acceptance speech.
When I watched Kate 2 years ago, it looked so...
Uh-oh.
No bleep, just silence, but you could easily read her lips as to the words she used. As for the host's personal opinion here, shared by many, the multi-talented Anne Hathaway would have been better served with a better co-host. James Franco, squinting, smirking, and squirming, painful to watch. Little wonder why Billy Crystal received a standing ovation when he came out to honor past Oscar host Bob Hope. Here's hoping Billy decides to come back at least one more time.
It's time!
Billy, we miss you. I'm David Weiss, and that's the news that matters.
I just saved on my favorite
diapers, so I bought my baby a new
chainsaw, and they marked down the best nail
polish. Two for the price of one.
People love to talk about great deals, and if you talk to your neighbors, some of them are bound to tell you about State Farm. Thanks to discounts of up to 40%, switching to State Farm could save you hundreds. No wonder 40 million drivers trust State Farm. That's more drivers than Geico and Progressive combined. So ask a neighbor, then go to discountdoublecheck.com or call 1-800-STATE-FARM.
Discount percentage and availability may vary by state.
Yes, Roberta Fasanelli's Queen of Cheap Tips are available right now at DougStephan.com.
Log on and click on Roberta's team page.